장.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Marjorie writes, Doctor, just got a call from my doctor's office. The nurse called saying I was pre-diabetic. She wouldn't answer any of my questions. What is pre-diabetes and what am I supposed to do? You know, it's interesting. If I had to look at the time zone of when I received most of my emails, it appears to be between 3 and 6 p.m., right? Probably because of Eastern time back east and then, you know, all the way to the Pacific. You know, end of the day, that's when a lot of the nurses do the nurse calls. That's probably when a lot of patients have time to go on the computer and email. So I guess, you know, many of the questions I get are from people who, you know, the doctor drops something on them and then they come to me going, what is this? And which is fine. I don't mind. Please, please do. I understand many of these doctor's offices are busy. Same thing happens in my office. You know, my patients will say, look, it looks like you're pre-diabetic. Please come in and see the doctor. Oh, I don't want to see the doctor. You just tell me. And, you know, there's not a lot of communication. So I get that. That's fine. Okay, pre-diabetes. If you were diagnosed with pre-diabetes, my guess is the sugar might have been a little high. Your glycohemoglobin, your how sugary your blood cells are could have been a little high. Cholesterol could have been a little high. You know, I can't tell what your blood work looks like. And by all means, if you feel up to it, you could email me. You could, you know, do it anonymously if you're concerned. But I would love to know what your labs are. Most doctors don't follow a set number. Oh, well, if your blood sugar is between 101 and 115 or 120, we'll call you pre-diabetic. A lot of doctors are going to be telling you you're pre-diabetic based on a variety of things. Like I said, if you're overweight, if your triglycerides are high, if your glycohemoglobin should be below 6 and it's 6.1, if your sugar is 101, 102, if you have a family history of diabetes, if you're overweight, and if they have spidey sense. Now, a lot of doctors using their spidey sense say, I think you're pre-diabetic. Yeah, I think you're before diabetes. Now, what's very interesting was when I was in medical school, pre-diabetes didn't exist. I thought I made up that term because I would look at people and go, I bet they're going to be diabetic. So there's a pre-diabetes. And I remember the teacher saying, there's no such thing as pre-diabetes. You're either diabetic or you're not. Like you're pregnant or you're not. And I disagreed with that back then. I kept my mouth shut because you're in medical school. I know, Dr. Dahlia keeps her mouth shut. On this one particular day, I did. But I remember turning to my friend going, no, you could be pre-diabetic. There could be people turning diabetic. And the reason why I felt that way is because, when you examine patients, many of them are fortunate enough to have old medical records with them. So you're looking at a person who was diabetic and you look back at their old records to see what they look like when they were before they were diabetic. And you saw their sugar was normal, but the triglycerides were high or the sugar was borderline. And I'm like, well, look, here they were pre-diabetic. And so, you know, what I would recommend is if your doctor or a nurse practitioner or PA says you're pre-diabetic, I mean, that's a warning sign. Get your act together because you are probably turning diabetic. And we've talked about what diabetes is, where you don't metabolize your sugar that well. The sugar wants to stay in the bloodstream. You don't have enough insulin bringing the sugar into the cells, or you have insulin, but you have insulin resistance. It's not working as well as it used to. You know, your grandkids could be sitting there eating cotton candy and all sorts of junk, and their sugar level remains 80, yet you even look at cotton candy and your sugar jumps to 150. You know, I mean, as we age, we can't seem to control things as well, sometimes also with our blood pressure, etc. And so if you're pre-diabetic, we got to start watching your diet big time. We're going to have to decrease the amount of sugar going into your system. We have to decrease the carbohydrates. We have to increase your metabolism of that sugar. So increase your exercise. And then watch you closely. I worry, though, about people with the high triglycerides because a sign of abnormal glucose metabolism and sugar metabolism is high triglycerides. You know, if you're not burning off your triglycerides, then you're probably not going to be burning off your sugar. And, you know, even in my husband's family, many people in his family are diabetic. He, thank God, knock on wood, isn't diabetic, but his triglycerides are creeping up. So I'm telling him, you're probably pre-diabetic. You know, oh, leave me alone. You know, I never really, see, you think I'm annoying being your radio host. Imagine being related to me or married to me. You're really in trouble. So, yes, if you're pre-diabetic, get yourself on a diet. If you don't know what kind of a diet, get into a nutritionist. If your insurance doesn't pay for a nutritionist and you're a little overweight, I think Weight Watchers does a phenomenal job with our pre-diabetic patients or diabetic patients. Why not? You need to lose the weight anyway. When you lose the weight, you increase your insulin sensitivity. You're going to have to lose weight. And none of these fancy fad diets. I want a diet that's long-term because if you're pre-diabetic now and you lose the weight and you gain the weight a couple years from now, you're going to be pre-diabetic a couple years from now. Okay? Diabetes is very weight-dependent. Now, if we could address this issue of, your doctor's office, you know, dropping, you know, this bomb on you and not being able to answer your questions. Remember, keep in mind, okay, and it's very difficult. And it's something I wish I could figure out how to perfect, and I can't. When I first started practice, I would sit down and call all my patients myself. And I wouldn't get home till 9, 10 o'clock at night. Well, that was ridiculous, having a newborn baby, you know, trying to run an office from 6 to, it was ridiculous. You have to have staff. But your staff didn't go to medical school like you did. So it's, you know, or PA school or nurse practitioner school. So you have your staff call your patients with lab results because you can't make all the calls because you have to see patients. Yet when you get a call from a nurse, I've done it too. I've gotten a call from a nurse from my doctor's office. I want to ask her questions and she can't answer them. So I understand the frustration. My recommendation to my patients, and I'm going to again recommend this to you all, if there are lab results that are pretty important that you need to sit down and discuss and understand thoroughly, make that appointment with the doctor. And I also urge people, if you ever have lab tests or tests being done, make that follow-up with the doctor. Not only so you could have a good discourse and communicate about it, but sometimes the test never comes back to the doctor. And you can say, but wait a second, I did this and I did this. You don't have it yet. So it also forces the medical office to, you know, call the radiology company, the labs, going, wait a second, where's this person's PSA? Where's this person's testicular ultrasound? All right? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One of the worst parts of my job is trying to figure out what some of these studies mean and why everybody's so excited. Like, I guess there was a study that came out where scientists realize or are discovering why women outlive men. They say many women have longer life expectancies than men. Right. And I know many people thought maybe it's a mother-in-law issue, you know, maybe it's a estrogen issue. I don't know. But I guess scientists worked with fruit flies, and these researchers from Monash University in Australia think they figured out why women outlive men based on fruit flies' mitochondria, which is kind of the power source in cells, convert food to energy, et cetera, the mitochondria. All right, so when I look at this going, all right, well, I'll read it, and I'll see what's so excited about it so I can discuss it with you all. And I'm still not getting it, all right? I've had how many years of biology and botany and genetics. No wonder I don't get it. In genetics, all we did is deal with fruit flies. All right, so let me get this straight. Okay. Mitochondria you usually inherit from your mother. You don't inherit from your father. Okay? And the research believes that male mitochondria, okay, that they inherited from their mommies in these fruit flies, all right, if they have mutations in their DNA, it bothers them more than mommy mitochondria or women mitochondria. Okay, now, what does that mean? I don't know. I really don't know. Okay, so they think if your mitochondria changes and has a mutation, and it happens more in the male species, this is why we see more male aging issues. Didn't they just get done teaching us that aging has to do with telomeres and the chromosomes, right? Kind of like the shoelace strings of the chromosomes, right? The more telomeres that have holding those chromosomes together, the longer you live. I thought the whole aging process had to do with telomeres. Here I am like an idiot talking about it on air, telomere this, telomere that. And now they're saying, no, it's mitochondria. Okay, so they say mitochondria, which exists in almost all animal cells, are vital for life because they convert our food into energy. They're like the battery source, power source of our cells. Pretty good looking, the mitochondria. I like it. It's dark. Always stands out when you're looking at cells. Ooh, there's the mitochondria. Pretty cool. Dr. Damian Dowling and PhD student Florencia Camus from Monash School of Biological Sciences in the U.S. worked with the Dr. David Clancy. I got to give these guys credit. All right. From Lancaster University to uncover differences in longevity and biological aging process across male and female fruit flies that carried mitochondria of different origins. Now, I have to give these guys some credit because when I work with fruit flies, I hated it. They're tiny and they move. I don't know how they extracted a cell from a fruit fly. I don't know how they caught one and then held it down long enough to extract a cell and then to look at its mitochondria. I could barely see the fruit fly with a microscope. Anyway, they found that genetic variation across the mitochondria were reliable predictors of life expectancy in males, but not females. So Dr. Dowling said the results point to numerous mutations within mitochondrial DNA that affect how long males live and the speed at which they age. All right. And they say, intriguingly, if you weren't intrigued thus far, he says, intriguingly, these same mutations have no effects on patterns of aging in females. They only affect males. Well, I think that's pretty discriminatory. I got a problem with that. All animals, they say, possess mitochondria, and the tendency for females to outlive males is common to many species. So their results therefore suggest, yeah, please tell us what your results suggest because I don't get it, that the mitochondrial mutations we have uncovered will generally cause faster male aging across the animal kingdom. All right. Okay. Do you guys get that? Breakthrough science there. All right, good. You know, I told my husband I don't want to outlive him. I want him to outlive me, you know? I mean, I'm very grateful to be a woman. I love having a uterus. I love having fibroids. I love having ovarian cysts that rupture. Women having life expectancy higher than men. I'm grateful for what God gives me and whatever life he gives me. But, many of us women, we really don't want to outlive our husbands. But let's kind of trade places. Yeah, my son was asking me about, when he was born. This was his way to transition into the talk. He goes, Mom, are we supposed to have the talk? I go, no, we're not. Well, we're supposed to talk about it, Mom. Okay, no sex. That's the talk. Now, honestly, I'm very open with my kids. I talk about it all the time because, remember, when a doctor discusses sex and ramifications of sex, we don't talk about the lovey-dovey stuff. Remember, I got two boys, okay? All right. Girls, you talk about love and princesses and going off into the sunset. Boys, I don't got to make sure these boys don't get anybody pregnant. So for me, I just tell them no sex. And if they do have sex, they're going to be at risk for herpes, HIV, syphilis, and I show them pictures of it. So that usually lasts. I get a quiet period for about a good couple months after that. And then, they talk to kids in school. Everybody's talking about sex at school. Middle school now. These kids. Middle school? In middle school, I think I was talking about the Empire Strikes Back. I wasn't talking about sex. Unless if it was about Han Solo. I don't remember. But these days in middle school, they're talking about sex. And, of course, if older brother's talking about sex, little brother is hearing about it during the sleepovers. So here they are again going, no, 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 Mom, sex is supposed to be fun. Oh, who told you that? Well, so-and-so said at the latest sleepover that this is what's supposed to happen, and this is, oh, you know. Of course, I got to set them straight, and I do. I go, you know, because, again, I don't want to give them false information. My parents did that to me. My father thought he was funny, and when I asked about how I was born, he said, your mother had diarrhea, she went to the toilet, and you came out. He thought that was hilarious. I was in tears, of course, because I thought that was absolutely disgusting to think that I came out of my mom's butt. But, you know, so my kids know where they came out of, and no, I never videotaped the birth. No way. A lot of doctors do that because, you know, they don't, me, I'm still a very private person. You know, no, I didn't think it was necessary for my kids to see their own birth. I've showed them videos of other births and said, just pretend that's your head, because that's what it would have looked like when you came out. Okay? You know, maybe your eyes were a little bit more googly-eyed. Right. Maybe you were complaining that you wanted to be fed. But other than that, you know, you had an Xbox handheld device in your hand when you came out. TV remote. But other than that, that's what it looked like. You don't need to look at your mom giving birth to you, especially, you know, if I was screaming and stuff. You know, but yeah, you know, so they ask questions and, you know, they ask, OK, well, you know, what happens? And, you know, how did I come out? And, you know, et cetera. And so I don't mind telling them. Of course, again, you know, I don't hold back. I bring up placenta, meconium, amniotic fluid. And I think I intellectualize it so much that it really takes the fun out of the talk. So I think we're good for the next couple of days. I think I was able to shut them up. But anyway, where was I going with this? Why was I talking about birth? I guess, yeah. Donovan, do you know what point I was trying to make? We're talking about fruit flies. We weren't talking about fruit fly sex. I hope not. I hope not. I was not transitioning to fruit fly sex. That would be horrible. Oh, please tell me no. Should I? Oh, the break's not up yet. You know, we've got to have to change subjects, because I don't want to talk about that. That was horrible. All right. So anyway, I sincerely don't know where I was going with that. You see, that's what happens. That's what happens. Okay, let's move on. Okay, FDA has a sensor now. FDA has now approved, okay, a sensor that you swallow, and it will give information to the doctor. This is cool stuff, even more cool than that whole fruit fly mitochondria thing we just spit out. Okay, it's called Proteus's Digital Health's Ingestible Sensor Technology has gained FDA approval. The sensor communicates with a patch worn on the skin that relays information to your doctor via mobile phone on when and what type of medication was taken. It's a silicon sensor. It's kind of a sand grain size, very small. Well, the device is very small. It's embedded in a pill. You swallow the pill. The acid in the stomach, I guess, help power it. I'm dying to know how that works. They aren't giving us too much information on this. This article is pretty, terse on that. They say the power is long enough to send a unique signal through the body tissue to a patch worn on the skin. The signal contains information on the type of pill swallowed and type of ingestion. The patch relays this information via mobile phone in your pocket to your medical provider, along with heart rate, body temperature, activity patterns, I guess they say the sensor passes through your body like high fiber food. So my guess is you are going to have gas. Now, what does this do? Well, doctors then know if you've been taking your pills. Many times you don't know if you're taking your pills. You don't remember. You tell them you are, but you're giving it to your husband to make it last. Prescriptions last. Now they know. So this is just a way for us to spy on you. I think it's pretty cool. Mission Impossible cool. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Donovan, work on the dials. For those of you with a Facebook account, please find our Facebook page, The Dr. Dolly Show. Link to it so we can link up. I love it. I love being able to post articles, news updates, anything else going on with my life. I know we got the Olympics all around, gymnastics, women's gymnastics. I am competing, planning on doing the double twisty, double pike, thigh clinching routine, and expected to win gold in that. So, of course, I'll tell you how I do with that one. Also, find us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and, of course, download our iPhone app. This is really cool. I love when the CDC makes pictures and graphs. So today, the CDC makes a life expectancy map of America. It's really pretty. I'll post this for y'all. All right. And what it does is you look at the map, and it gives you death rates for that state. How many people died, okay, in terms of 100,000 people. And, of course, they say Hawaii is the most healthy. All right, the chart shows the likelihood of dying depending on the state in which you live, with residents of Mississippi, they say, facing the worst outlook, while those in Hawaii face the best. Hawaii. I love Hawaii. I don't think I could live there, though. I think I would, is it called island sickness? Or what's it called when you're sick of living on an island? And I know it's Hawaii. I know it's Hawaii, but I think I need to, I would, you know, run around the island and then be done and feel like I want to get back to the mainland. I don't know. I think Hawaii is beautiful. I love visiting there. I just don't know if I could live there. And I think my problem is I hate long flights. I love the fact that if I need to fly to Seattle, it's about an hour and a half. I could drive to L.A. in about 4 hours. I could make it to Washington, D.C. Some of these flights can do it in 3 hours and 45 minutes. New York, 4.5 hours. I don't like long, long flights, but I kind of like where we live in terms of that. It would bother me that if I lived in Hawaii, it would take at least 5 hours just to get to California. And then from there, another five-hour flight if I had to go to New York, etc. We traveled to New York a lot and back east a lot. So I know I should probably just live back east. Then I don't have to travel that far at all. But, you know, but Hawaii is beautiful. Okay, the diagram has been compiled by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, from data gathered from 98% of all the medical files for all deaths across the U.S. in 2010. I guess no privacy there. It reveals how different states experience different risks of mortality, listing the number of people who passed away in the state for every 100,000 people in the country. So Nevada, 795.4, a little bit more than California, 646.8. Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, pretty high. In the 961.9 per 100,000 in Mississippi, Alabama, 939.4, Georgia, 846.1, Louisiana, 903.8. Yet, when you look at, let me see some of the healthier states, Alaska, 771.3. But keep in mind with Alaska, they have a lot of male suicide. A lot of suicide, probably because of the darkness for most of the year, alcohol rates. So I didn't expect alcohol to be that great. Washington, not too shabby, 692.3. Hawaii was number one because it was 589.5. But, you know, in Hawaii, you still have a lot of cardiovascular disease. Let me see. The average was about 765.2. So Nevada, where I live, is a little bit above average. California, below average. Arizona, below average, 693.1. That's interesting. Where was New York on this? 665.4. See, I got to say, remember, New York City is a huge part of New York, but geographically, though, still small. You have all those beautiful areas that are non-metropolitan in New York. So that's probably why New York did better than we thought. California probably did better because, remember, everybody's surfing and, you know, jogging on the beach and in bikinis, and there's salads and Brussels sprouts. And, you know, they put sprouts on sandwiches. And I think that all started in California. I noticed the last time I went to New York, there were sprouts on my sandwich. I don't go to New York City and eat downtown or uptown to get sprouts. I could get sprouts in L.A. But maybe that's why New York's numbers are doing well, because they're starting to now stick sprouts on your sandwich. See, the vegetables, to me, ruin the sandwich. Honestly, I mean, I want to taste the meat and the cheese. I mean, you need to get your vegetables in, I guess. Of course, Mississippi, they said, had the highest death rate. Southeast stroke belt area, like we just talked about, pretty high. Now, remember, back at the turn of the, not turn of this century, but, you know, in the early 1900s, the leading cause of death was flu and pneumonia. We've talked about that. All right. In 1918 was, I guess, the peak, where 130 million people around the world died in a flu pandemic. So in 1900s, early 1900s, the cause of death, highest cause of death, leading cause of death was influenza pneumonia. Now it's cardiac disease. But what's very interesting is cardiac disease took over by the 1950s. So, you know, what we believe happened is, yes, people had heart attacks, people had cancer, et cetera, but you didn't have the symptomatic measures, you didn't have the treatments, you didn't have, you know, penicillin was just coming. Not that penicillin could treat the flu, but it could treat strep pneumo, which is a common bacteria causing pneumonia. So as the antibiotics started to be developed and come into use, we were able to combat infectious disease. And that's how heart disease then later surpassed as the leading cause of death. Let me see. Cancer was not in the top five causes of death in 1900, but now, of course, is second biggest killer in America. Claims 185 deaths per 100,000 people. That's actually better than I thought the number would be. But remember, the reason why we're seeing more and more cancer, and that number is going to rise, is because we're outliving the heart attacks. Heart disease is still the number one cause of death, hands down. Even though we have the statin medications, even though we have EKGs, which, you know, by the way, you heard this week, the task force now is starting to go after EKGs, saying doing your EKGs on low-risk patients, not much gain. Better to check blood pressure and cholesterol. So now they want to try to shut out the whole EKG thing, which, of course, I had a big issue with, and we discussed that yesterday. Heart disease is still the number one killer. Even though we have made amazing announcements and we have decreased the number of heart attacks, I think I saw a number where heart attack levels have dropped from 355 per 100,000 people to 192. That's pretty darn good. So we're doing better, but it still completely beats out cancer, et cetera. Now, remember, in your younger population, it's still accidents. All right, unintentional injuries, homicide, suicide, still the highest cause of death in younger people. Then comes cancer, heart disease, etc. Then when you're, let's say, 25 to 44, accidents are still pretty big, cancer, heart disease, etc. Then between 45 and 64, you got cancer and heart disease superseding unintentional injuries and respiratory infections, etc. And then 65 and older, heart disease, number one, cancer, respiratory infection, stroke, Alzheimer's, and then a variety of other causes. By the way, they were talking about how Alzheimer's, when you're in your 80s, is a lot slower in progression than younger. So I think they're going to, slowly dissect Alzheimer's into your aggressive form of Alzheimer's. Like, remember that female basketball coach who was only in her 50s, late 50s, I believe? And then you have the older Alzheimer's, the more milder deterioration of the brain. And this more aggressive form of Alzheimer's, if they could identify it and figure that out, that actually may be the easier one to treat than the over 80, 85-year-old Alzheimer's. So they're kind of playing around with that. A lot of topics. No wonder I start on a topic and I end on another topic, and I don't know what the hell I was talking about before. You see how everything just flows? It all transitions. You got to go with the flow, people. Go with the flow. All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. What other show could it be? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember, if you have a Facebook account, find our Facebook page, the Dr. Dahlia Show page, and like the page so we could link. Also, find us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And Android users, don't forget we have a Dr. Dahlia app. It's free. Go to my website, download the Dr. Dahlia app, or go to your Android store. Free download. Go ahead and do that. All right. Lots of emails. I'm sorry that I don't have a chance to get to all your emails, but this one I like because it's very similar to a patient case I had this week. Doctor, I'm 65 years old and met a lovely woman whom I'm going to marry. The problem is, my son does not approve since his mother died 7 years ago from breast cancer. Even though during the last few months she told me to move on, I swore I wouldn't. I found a wonderful companion and wish to live the rest of my golden years with her. How should I handle my son? He hasn't spoken to me in months. This is very common. We had a similar situation even in our family. All right, what do you do when mom or dad passes and the surviving widow or widower wants to date again? Very difficult topic for many families. As a physician, I could tell you right now, the spouses, the widow or widowers, who after their years of grieving slowly go back and socialize and find a companion are much healthier than the ones who stay in the shroud, you know, locked up in their house, thinking no more, never again. Now, I mean, as a doctor, I don't tell people, okay, go out and date. And you know, if I did, I wouldn't even know when to tell people to do that. But many times patients will come to me kind of, you know, for permission. You know, like, is it okay? I mean, am I wrong to be doing this? You know, and no, I don't think you're wrong to be doing it. You know, it's very frustrating for many of the children in the families because, of course, they love mom, they love dad. They couldn't imagine anybody dating. In fact, when one of our family members started dating, I can be honest with it. You know, when my father died, my mother went through a huge depression. I don't blame her. We all did. And, you know, for years, you know, she just wasn't doing well. I was worried about her mind and if that was going, et cetera. And then one day I just kind of, you know, just brought it up going, you know, are you going out with some friends? Are you hanging out with some guys? Are you? And she goes, is that okay? You'd be okay with that? Like, of course I'd be okay with that. She's like, well, I thought you know, you loved your father a lot and I thought you just wouldn't be able to handle it and I wouldn't have even thought. And I go, Mom, you know, you have decades left of your life. You know, it's okay. And I mean, she didn't go out and hoochie mama, you know, like I used to, but, you know, she started to socialize again. Of course, a couple of people in my family had a problem. A couple of my in-laws thought that, oh, that was like the biggest deal in the world. And I'm like, cut the drama, people. You know, I mean, we are living now till our 80s and 90s, et cetera. You know, you lose a spouse and you still have multiple chapters left on your life. You're allowed to still write and make those chapters. Now, I wouldn't suggest anybody dating 2 months. I mean, let the funeral happen, et cetera. But a lot of families have different beliefs on what widow mom or widower dad should do. And it's very difficult. So in this particular case, your son hasn't talked to you. I mean, you do need some sort of a discourse with him, some sort of a conversation. I mean, you know, you don't want to lose another family member. But then on the other hand, I mean, if he's doing emotional blackmail, I mean, he's got to grow up a little bit. You're 65 years old, right? You could easily have another few, you know, decades here. What are you supposed to do? Sit in your house in a black shroud? It's been 7 years. You found a companion. Studies have shown that living with somebody else, being married, having a passion for life, having someone who's passionate about you helps your health. I think it's the healthier way to go. Now, how to get through to him? Well, maybe you guys need to go and see a counselor. If he won't get to that point and he, you know, doesn't want to talk to you, well, then, I wouldn't give in. You know, in any particular case, I mean, you know, you're an adult and he's an adult. I'm assuming he's an adult if you're 65. But it's a shame. I know what he's going through. He probably, in his belief system, thinks this is a horrible thing to do to his mother. And, you know, many people have different images of what life after death is. You know, some people think that when their mom dies or their father dies, that they're right there with you, hanging out. You know, that they're just in another dimension and they're sitting laterally next to you. Other people look up to the sky and think that mom or dad or grandma or grandpa are up in heaven and that they're up in the clouds looking down at you. Other people think that their mom and dad went to hell, but we won't talk about them. And, you know, then you have other people that think, well, no, there's no afterlife at all. It's all blank. So I guess it doesn't matter. So, you know, when you have these children that think, wait a second, mom is always with us. Mom is hanging out. How could you do this to mom? You know, it's going to be very difficult. because everybody, you know, has their own idea of, you know, death, et cetera, and, you know, who's watching. You know, I believe, yeah, my father's around. I don't believe he hangs around all the time. I think I'd get bored. You know, if I would be, I think, ignorant to think that he was actually sitting next to me right now in the studio listening to my show, he'd probably get up. He'd probably say, oh, this is boring. I need to go. I'm going to go watch TV. That's what my father would say. He wouldn't sit there. And you think he's sitting there? Now, he may hang out with Donovan. Donovan's cool and gets to do all the electrical stuff. So my dad probably, you know, if he's kind of running around in the afterlife, he's probably hanging out with Donovan. Donovan, say hi to my dad, okay? But, you know, so it is. It probably does kind of creep people out. And remember, you know, your son and or your daughter or whoever, if you're starting a new relationship, you know, what usually happens with the new relationships? Sex. Okay, that's going to freak anybody out. Remember, most of us kids go through life thinking our parents don't have sex. And even if our buddy says, are you kidding me? I saw you. Don't tell me. My parents don't have sex. They had sex to have me. I don't even think they had sex. Some sort of immaculate conception type of thing. My parents don't have sex. So a lot of kids, they cannot handle that thought. They can't. I don't even want to think about it. Yeah, but then again, when you have memories walking in on your parents, that really scars you. Oh, Lord of mercy. But anyway, so, you know, he's probably going through a lot of emotions. If you do get the opportunity to talk to him again, you know, ask him, what are his expectations of what you should do? Does he, and I mean, don't put him on the defense and say, do you want me to sit home in a, you know, dark shroud? But go, you know, what, you know, it's been 7 years, you know, I had a very difficult time of, you know, losing your mother, but I would love a companion. I would love that. Now, yes, he may first say, go get a dog, you know, go get a parakeet. You know, you could say, look, been there, done that. But, you know, go, you know, look, I mean, if you were in my situation and the woman of your life was gone and you know she's in a better place and you're this, how would you want to spend the rest of your days on earth or years or decades? You know, I mean, there has to be some sort of communication, but by no means don't let him emotionally blackmail you into not living your life. All right. Our books, our book of lives that we have, and many of us think that we have a book, has multiple chapters. I have a lot of cliff notes in mine, a lot of illustrations, some pictures and some videos, but we're not going to get there. Hopefully my later videos are nice and, yeah, just, you know, good font. Very nice font. Some of your fonts may be even a nice, wide, girthy font. But anyway, we have a variety of chapters, our childhood chapters, our high school chapters, our first love chapters, our chapters with our spouse. But there can be tons more chapters. You could even have volumes. You could have encyclopedias if you want. This is your life. And as long as your priest and rabbi doesn't think you're sinning, you feel comfortable with it, I don't think there's anything wrong with you dating, marrying, having another relationship. And unfortunately, the kids are going to have to get over it. They're going to have to, right? And, you know, you could tell them we don't have sex. All we do is hold hands, if that makes them feel better. That's what I tell my kids. I go, see, Mom and Dad, we, you know, we hold hands. That's it. They're like, whew. Thank you, Mama, for that one. Okay. All right. When we come back, a lot more to talk about on the Dr. Dolly Show. Hopefully not sex. Consumer Reports doesn't like supplements, and I'll tell you why. Don't go away. If not, find us on Facebook, Twitter, and be safe. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Butch Paul. Please allow me to share some very exciting and important health news with you. I've been struggling with type 2 diabetes for about 15 years now, and was recently told by my doctor that I was going to have to go on insulin soon. I didn't want to, and Dr. Joel Wallach told me not to. He started me on a program using his Youngevity products that within days started reversing my problem. There's a good chance that Dr. Wallach and his Youngevity products may have saved my life. No matter what your health problems are, folks, Dr. Wallach can and will help you. Check out the products on www.PastorButchTeam.com. That's PastorButchTeam.com. Or call 855-828-8326. Please believe me, you'll be glad you did. That's 855-828-TEAM, 855-828-8326, or PastorButchTeam.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did.
Now,
now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.